successful businessman, the supremely confident woman, the boastful bluffer, the sly schemer, each is vulnerable. Each has some weakness, some chink in his armor, some little flaw that we call the blind spot.
I arrest you on a charge of murder.
No, I swear it. I am innocent. I swear it. I didn't do it. I wasn't there.
Why don't you believe me? Why don't you leave me alone, please? Why do you bother me like this?
Because you are a murderer. So must go to the guillotine.
The guillotine?
No. I am Louis Giblet, the detective of the Sûreté. Not a murderer. Not the guillotine, please. Not the guillotine.
It's on my mind. Oh, thank heaven it's morning. And it's behind me. But if it goes on like this much longer, I'll be a wreck. A mental and physical wreck, that's what I'll be. That's the last thing that must happen. A man in my position. Brace up, Shively. You have to face the world. A shave. That's what I needed. Razor. And a fresh shirt, the well-pressed suit. Present the correct image to the world, Louis Giblet. Pride of the Sûreté. France's number one detective.
Bonjour, Monsieur Giblet.
Bonjour, madame.
Good morning, Louis.
Good morning, Michelle.
You slept well, monsieur?
Sleep? Oh, yes, of course. Like a top, always. I always do.
When you're not working on the case.
Even then, madame, what is a man without sleep? It's essential to the body and the brain. How else could I achieve results?
And you do achieve results, monsieur. We're proud to have you living in our house. We live in your reflected glory.
Oh, Mother, you do go on. You embarrass Louis.
Embarrass him? Never. We all like a little praise when it merits it.
Louis, I am going to the shop on the corner, so I'll walk with you.
Oh, don't bother, Monsieur Giblet. He's a busy and important man.
Do I bother you, Louis?
Don't come along, Michel. Au revoir, madame.
Au revoir, monsieur. Keep our city safe from crime.
From crime? Oh, yes, from crime.
Chatter, chatter, chatter. Mother will never get used to having a famous detective living in the house.
A very satisfactory woman, your mother.
Evidently you don't think her daughter's a very satisfactory woman.
Oh, come now, Michelle. You know better than that.
No, I don't. And I am not getting any younger.
Who is?
Wasting the best years of my life. That's what I am doing. A brilliant young detective who has only to look at a set of footprints to describe the appearance of a man, yet he can't look at a girl's face and see what's going on inside her.
Michelle, you know I'm fond of you.
Then show it. Spend a little time with me.
But the detective doesn't have much time.
There are nights, Louis.
Nights? Yes.
Well, Louis?
At nights, there are details of cases to be worked on.
That is not what you said to Mother. You said the nights were for sleep. Watch out, Louis. I've come to the conclusion you are dull and not worth pining over, even though you are a brilliant detective. I'll look elsewhere.
No, don't do that.
I will, unless you spend more time with me.
Well, perhaps I work too hard. When you have a reputation for just looking at clues and coming up with a solution of a crime, it places a burden on a man. Too much to bear alone.
Then marry me, Louis?
No, I couldn't.
Thank you very much. Go off to your precious Sûreté office. I'll do my shopping and good riddance.
No, Michelle, wait.
No, I've waited too long. There are other fish in the sea.
Please, I have to talk to you.
Louis, you're not well, are you?
No. But you mustn't tell anyone else.
What is it? Tell me, Louis.
Yes, I will. I have to tell someone. You're the only one I can tell. But not now. I do at the Sûreté. Tonight, Michel. Tonight. I promise.
How well do you know the history of your army? For example, do you know when the first army ration was issued and what it consisted of? To get the answer, we must go back to November 1775, the date when the Continental Congress, by resolution, established the United States Army's ration. Each soldier was issued his daily ration uncooked, and it was up to him to prepare it. The daily ration consisted of 1 pound of beef, or 3/4 of a pound of pork, or 1 pound of salt fish, 1 pound of bread or flour, and 1 pint of milk per day. Each soldier was also issued a weekly ration of 3 pints of peas or beans and 1/2 pint of rice or 1 pint of Indian meal. There was also a daily ration of 1 quart of spruce beer or cider per man, or a weekly ration of 9 gallons of molasses per 100 men. Thus, another page was added to the history of your United States Army.
I can hardly believe it.
I said we'd talk together tonight.
You said it other times. And more times than not, I get a message canceling the arrangement. I don't know why I still like it.
I'm glad you do. Without you, I'd be lost. I need someone to hold on to. Even if you don't know it, I think of you in that way. There's no one else.
I was right then, you see. You do need me. You need a wife.
Yes. That would be wonderful, but it's impossible.
Why?
Because if I had a wife, my secret would be known.
To your wife?
Yes.
What is your secret?
I'm not brilliant at all. My superiors think I am, but it isn't true. I'm slow, methodical, patient. I'm a plodder. There, I've said it. It's out at last.
But everyone says
that. I know what everyone says. You said it yourself this morning. Louis Giblet only has to look at a set of footprints, and he can give a description of the man. He only has to smell cigarette ash, and he can identify the brand of tobacco.
But you have done those things. Everyone knows. All Paris acclaims you.
Because I want them to. I've built a reputation. I'm terribly vain about it. So I nearly killed myself to keep it up.
That's why you hardly ever have time to see me? You work at night without people knowing?
No, I sleep like a top. I told your mother. Do you know the truth? Last week, for instance, I had only 6 hours sleep. In the entire week. 6 hours sleep.
You will kill yourself.
Last week wasn't exceptional. It's happened again and again, week after week.
Louis, what?
I've put in the most exaggerated reports. Instead of admitting that I've spent 7 hours trailing a suspect, I tell them that I've worked out in a flash while the man's gone. I spend a whole night combing every square inch of the floor and every room of a house, picking up every pin, every piece of thread. And next day, I suddenly produce the most brilliant deduction, right out of the air. It looks miraculous on paper, but to maintain this record, I go without sleep. That's Luigi. That's your brilliant detective who astounds the top brass of the Sûreté.
You must have been doing this for years.
Years, yes.
And your ill, I can see it now. Why haven't I seen it before?
I've never let anyone see it. I've kept up my image. Louis Giblet, the hero of every small boy in France, the pride of the Sûreté. Louis Giblet, the neurotic mess.
This has to stop.
It can't. I can't let them know I'm a fake.
You're not a fake. Just be a detective like all the others. You don't have to be a magician.
A detective like all the others? No. It's too late for that. I'm Louis Giblet.
Please stop for my sake.
Oh, I'd like to. Believe me, I would like to. But I'm afraid.
it's built up and up. I can't stop. I'm not my own master.
You are going home now, Louis. You are going to get a good night's sleep. Tonight and every night this week. Then maybe you'll start to see it sensibly.
But when I do sleep...
What happens then?
The most awful dream. A nightmare. Again and again it keeps happening. I dream that I'm a murderer myself.
There, you see? Do you need any further proof that this nonsense has to stop?
All the murder cases I've worked on, they're on my mind. They're always there. Even when I'm asleep, I can't rest. It's the same nightmare all the time now. That I'm a murderer.
You'll have a nervous breakdown. That's what you'll have.
What can I do?
Tell them you want a holiday.
No, I can't do that. It's not time for my holiday.
Well, tell them you want them.
And admit that I can't stand up to my job? That would be the end of me. My reputation would vanish like a prick balloon.
Louis, you haven't a special case at present. Nothing to stop you sleeping?
No, not tonight.
Then you are going home right now. You are going home to sleep.
Bonjour, madame. And it is a good morning, a wonderful day to be alive.
No different from the others we've been having, monsieur.
Oh, to me it is.
No, to me it's the same as always. Dishes to be washed, baking to be done. What's different?
Louis, it is different, isn't it?
I had a wonderful sleep. Look at me.
No dreams?
No dreams, monsieur. Just sleep. I feel like a new man.
You see, it can happen. I told you.
Instead of pretending to face the world with confidence, today I really can.
You see, you've talked about it. Now you can handle it. You're not alone with it anymore.
Thank you, Michelle. You made this possible.
I had to. For my own sake.
Monsieur? Monsieur Gimlet?
Yes, madame?
The telephone for you.
Oh, thank you, madame. I'm coming.
Just in time. Just as you were leaving.
Hello?
Morning, Gilles. Jobin here.
You just caught me, sir.
I hoped I would. Pack a bag, my boy. You're off to Le Havre.
Le Havre?
A small matter of murder. Won't take you long, huh? That's why we're sending you. Clear it up quickly.
Yes, sir.
Just an overnight bag, huh? That should be long enough for you. See you here when you are back. I'll brief you then.
Yes, sir. Murder. Tonight, I shall not sleep again.
Another visit with Joe and Daphne Forsythe.
Joe, honey.
Uh-huh.
Joe, darling, put down the paper. I've got something important to ask you.
Okay.
Joe.
All right. What?
How many savings bonds do we have?
What kind of a question is that?
A good one. How many?
I'm not sure. I'd have to count. And I'm reading the paper. Now, what do you want to know for?
Have we got enough to make things comfortable for us?
Very comfortable. That's why I buy on a payroll savings plan. A bond a month will give us quite a nest egg for the future.
Enough for a college education?
Eventually. But who's going to college?
Our children, silly.
We don't have any yet.
Oh?
What do you mean, oh?
Better buy some more bonds, honey.
Daphne, you mean...
We've got a new investment.
How about that? I've finished it. Two nights of patient searching, putting the pieces together, laborious plodding, so they could have their brilliant solution. And now I'm ready for sleep. Are you coming? I'm waiting. Don't disappoint me.
Louis Gilet, I arrest you on a charge of murder.
You didn't disappoint me.
Louis Gilet, charge of murder.
I don't hear you.
I'm shutting you out.
Louis Givlet.
I am Louis Givlet, detective. Not a murderer. The others are murderers. I find them, track them down, so leave me alone. Go away.
Charge of murder.
I'm shutting you out. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. Can't you let a man sleep?
It's 9 o'clock. How long do you have to sleep?
You'd be surprised if I told you.
Is it a job, my friend?
I've finished it. I've made my report. You have your murder.
We want another one.
Another one? What do you mean you want another one?
It's lucky we've got you here. When we have the famous Givlet on the spot, we make use of him. I telephoned Paris the moment I heard to get permission. Jovan told me to put you to work. He's there in the half, he said. Use him.
What are you talking about?
Last night, another man was killed on the beach at Saint-Adresse, 2 miles away. A businessman named Charles Sorel. He was there on a holiday with his wife, staying at the hotel. Before going to bed, he went for a swim. He did not come back. A fisherman found him early this morning. There was a bullet hole through his head. He died about 2 o'clock this morning.
Look, you've got your local man.
Oh, we have you, the expert.
But I've just finished one case.
Oh, you're not cracking up, are you?
No, I'm not cracking up. I'm fine. I'll get your murderer, just like I got her last
night. Oh, of course you will. That's what Chauvin said. When it's a murder case, there's only one, Givlet.
Give me time to get dressed. I'll see you at your office. Tell me about it there.
Splendid. In a dossier this thick. I have it already.
Oh, it's too much. I can't go on with it. I want to call Paris. Opéra 5504. I want to speak to Mademoiselle Bertin. Michel Bertin. Yes, that is right. Opéra 5504. Mademoiselle Bertin.
Hello? Who is this, please?
Michel. It's Louis.
Louis? You're still in the house?
Yes. I want you to come here.
Louis, what happened?
I finished the case I was sent here for. I wound it up for them, presented them with their murderer. It was quite brilliant, the whole thing.
And you're exhausted. No sleep again?
Yes, a little last night. Sleep and the usual dream. Michel, I'm afraid of what's happening to me.
I told you. You've got to take a holiday.
But they've given me another case. Here. 2 miles from Le Havre, a little seaside place called Saint-Adresse.
Saint-Adresse?
Another murder. Michel, I feel I'm going mad.
Oh, no, Louis. You need rest, that's all.
But I can't have it. I have to find another murderer for them, quickly. The same brilliant Givlet solution. Michel, if only you were here. If I could feel that I wasn't alone.
Of course. I leave at once, Louis. I'll be there this afternoon. Try not to worry, darling.
These are the details, Givlet. Sorel left the house last night at 11 o'clock. It was a warm night, you know that.
Yes, I remember. I was trying to sleep. After I finished my report.
Yeah, Sorel decided to go to the beach for a swim.
And his wife?
He went alone. She stayed at the hotel.
She was crazy. She should have gone with him a night like last night. The heat was a blanket, a stifling blanket.
Well, maybe she did go to the beach.
She followed him, you mean?
She could have done. Did he have enemies? We don't know of any. Isn't their wife always a potential enemy, Givlet?
Was she his only heir?
Yes, the only one. Of course, he wasn't rich, just a man of average means, but he was older than his wife, quite a lot older. That is always something, eh?
I'll talk to Madame Sorel.
And the time of death has been established pretty definitely between midnight and 2 o'clock. Not possibly later than 2. Oh, Giblet, you look tired. Are you all right?
Louis Giblet is always all right, especially when he's on the job. You'll have your mother.
Oh, we know it. Giblet delivers. That's the byword throughout the service.
Go and talk to Madame Sorel.
Chopin will be here later today.
Chopin?
Two murders in this area in the space of a few days. He feels he should make an appearance.
Doesn't he think I can handle it?
Oh, he knows you can. I expect he wants to share in the glory when you come up with your second murder. It's a great week for La Havre. The Sûreté Chief and France's greatest detective, both on this spot. It's a week we'll remember.
I'll be at Saint Adresse.
Hello, this is Marvin Miller with another page from your American Heritage scrapbook. It was a portrait of the French hero Lafayette painted in 1825 that marked the zenith of the artistic career of Samuel Finley Breeze Morse. Yes, the first dots and dashes ever wrought by Morse were blended in oil on a piece of canvas. But lack of funds forced him to abandon his art studies in London, and he accepted America's first professorship of fine arts at the University of New York City. While at the university, he lived in a tower garret, and it was there that he experimented with wires and batteries, hoping for an inventive success that would free him financially so he could contribute to the arts of America. Even while conducting his electrical experiments, Morse tried to make his art a paying proposition, but without success. In 1837, he put aside his brushes and constructed the first working model of his telegraph. Symbolically, he used one of his wooden canvas stretchers in the process. His promising career as an artist was sacrificed. Yet he performed perhaps a greater service to mankind in another way. Samuel Morse became one of the world's great inventors.
You, won't join me, monsieur?
No, thank you. Not when I'm working.
Oh, but you finished with me. Your questions, I mean, about Porsche's murder. You know, I never left the hotel last night after he went for his swim. Who's such a health crank, Porsche? A swim in the sea at midnight. Can you imagine it?
Last night, I could.
So many other things to do on an odd night. But not with Charles. Oh, poor Charles. Once it might have been different, but after years of a man talking with boyish enthusiasm about his health, setting up exercises at 6 in the morning, cold showers with vocal accompaniment, a woman loses that little spark. You know what I mean, monsieur? And to think that vigorous health of his took such a sudden turn for the worse with a bullet through the head. Oh, poor Charles. How disconcerting for him.
That's all you have to say about your husband's death, madam?
What else can I say, except what you know, that I did not leave the hotel while he was away, but I waited in the lounge for him to return, anxiously, with the best cognac, until 2:30 this morning, with waiters and hall porters to prove it.
Yes, that's firmly established. And you can't tell me of any enemies he had?
Chef? Enemies? He was much too dull to have enemies. You're sure you won't join me in the cognac, monsieur?
Yeah, thank you, no.
Then I must toast him alone. To Charles, who died with the bloom of rude health upon him, like a piece of prime beef.
Louis, come and sit down. You must rest a while.
Oh, I can't, Michelle. I promised them the solution to this crime in the morning.
How can you promise a thing like that?
Because I'm Louis Giblet. And Louis Giblet is a genius.
Louis Givlet is a tired, sick man.
Yes, and that's why I asked you to come here. Because I needed the one person with me who knows the truth.
Poor Louis.
You're my moral support, Michel. If I didn't have you here, maybe the others would learn the truth about the brilliant Giblet, and that would be a disaster.
Louis, you've been over this patch of beach 100 times tonight. There is nothing to be found.
There must be. There has to be. I'll take the torch and look again.
Louis.
So many footmarks on the sand. How can one know which is the murderer's? But one of them must be. He was shot at close range. One of the...
Louis, you found something? Louis, what is it? What have you discovered?
I have discovered who the murderer is, Michel.
You have? But a moment ago you had nothing, not even a clue.
That is true, but now I know. I've found his footprint.
But there are so many footprints. You said so yourself.
But only one like this.
Louis.
Michel. Sometimes I've wondered what happens in the night. When a person teeters on the brink of a mental collapse. When the strain of years builds up into a gigantic, overwhelming phantom. Can a man really know what happens all that time to himself? Is he really the master every minute, every hour of those ghastly nights? Can there be obscuration? How you say, blind spots?
Blind spots, Louis?
Here is one definition for freedom. Quote, freedom is an indivisible word. If we want to enjoy it, we must be prepared to extend it to all peoples, whether they be rich or poor, whether they agree with us or not, no matter what their race or the color of their skin. Unquote. These words of Wendell Willkie remind us that our cherished rights will make us free men only as long as they are enjoyed by all. Democracy combats tyranny by engulfing it in the success of men who enjoy ever-constant liberty. This is one definition in our Dictionary of Freedom.
Here he is, Givlet, our physician. Come in, my boy. You said we would have the solution to the Sorel murder this morning. Have you come to deliver?
Yes, Monsieur Chopin, I have what you want.
Here, that fontaine. I told you he was a genius.
Everyone says it and Givlet proved it over and over again.
Well, Givlet, let us hear it.
Monsieur, I have the solution to this crime as I promised. I've made a plaster cast of the footprint left by the murderer as he crept up behind his victim. Here it is. Examine it for yourselves. Now, here is what happened. He walked along that beach of Saint-Adresse in his bare feet. You will notice a certain peculiarity about one of the feet. The left foot. Here. You see? The upper joint of the big toe is missing.
Well, yes, so it is.
Couldn't have been too many men in Saint-Adresse the other night with a left foot like that.
Have you traced him, Givlet?
But of course I knew him at once, sir.
At once?
Yes, you see, I know why he did it. Though he didn't know it himself at the time. That is to say, his real self didn't know. To get rid of a nightmare, he had to make it come true.
Make it come true.
Monsieur, I give you your murderer as promised. Permit me to present myself, Louis Givlet, at your service.
The best laid plans so often go astray. And when they do, it's usually because of that strange factor, that fatal flaw we call the blind spot. This
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.